Hey, 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 it's the Sawi Plantain Podcast. Hope you guys are doing well. Good morning or good night, whichever time of day you're listening to this. Today, I know I always say today, we're going to be talking about how to spend less money. I talk a little bit about money, and we all know that time when I realized that money was at my center, but we won't dwell back on that. But I just wanted to come to you guys because one of my intentions that I set for myself is to make sure that I'm spending less, I'm sticking to my budget, and that I'm not buying things like just because, you know, your budget is there for a reason. It's there to help you plan. So if you do need to buy some things, you plan properly for them and then you can purchase them. So some of the things I've been really trying to do is if I really want to buy something, is I at least give myself a day or two to see if that's something I really want to buy. And I've watched a couple of like YouTube videos on advice on how to spend less money, and this is the advice they've given, and honestly it works because my butt is such an impulse buyer. I'm an impulsive person, period, and I try to make sure that I'm not activated. Is that how you say that? That I'm not stimulated by things. Like, I make sure that I'm not exposing myself to things that will make my heart race, meaning like in a positive way or in a negative way. So when I find myself needing something, I at least leave it in the car, or I wait until I properly plan for it to buy it. And sometimes I buy it and I keep the receipt, okay? And I know none of us like returning stuff. Oh, I was about to cuss. None of us like returning stuff. But one thing I realized is just keep the receipt, because you'll eventually get over it. You'll eventually say, wait, did I really need this? And if you don't, you can always go back and return it. Or if you give yourself those that week or the 2 days or 1 day, whatever time frame you set for yourself, you'll really realize if you'll really see if you really need the thing or not. And usually for me, 1 day is too short. 2 days is pretty good. Maybe a week is actually probably best. And I'm still testing this out. Another remedy to kind of like help your high spending is making sure that you're only replacing things you need. And I don't mean like, I need a new towel and you go right out and buy a new towel. No, I mean like your towel is ripped, or your shoes are ripping or smelling and you need new ones, or like your work clothes or your wig, or you know, some is ripping and you need more and you need to replace it. Then okay, that makes sense, and you can go ahead and do that. However, just keep tabs of things you're replacing, and don't buy things just because they're on sale. So say you're replacing something, you're like, oh well, since I always get it, let me just get two so then I don't need to go back and buy it next time. No, sometimes as people we need to be inconvenienced. Don't fall for that trick. Only buy what you need. If you need more, it's a store. It will be there. And I know there are some people who might argue with me and say, well, you never know what's going to happen. What if it's not there? No, like if it's something you constantly use and you know where to get it, it will be there. Don't fall for the trap of, oh, because I always use it, let me buy more than one. And with that said, when it comes to any type of low spending, I think I mentioned this at the beginning, is you have to make sure you're budgeting, and you have to make sure you're sticking to your budget. Meaning, even after you're done budgeting, you should not have $1, $2, anything left. All of that money has to be accounted for. All of that money has to be earmarked. It has to have like a name to it. Name your money. Yes. And so if that means you're putting $100 aside for self-care, or 50 aside to donate, or vice versa, you need to make sure that you're accounting for it. Don't be scared to check your account. And also, I think that goes with saying, make sure you know exactly what's in your account. Make sure, like, when your check comes through, you're paying all your bills. Make sure that you don't ever have any leftover money in your account that you don't know where it's supposed to go to, because that's the easiest way to spend, is if you just have money in your account that's not accounted for yet. And last but not least is always make sure that no matter what, if you get invited out to eat, if you get invited to do something, make sure you have money set aside for that. And if you don't have money set aside for it, then don't do it. That goes for eating out. If you're planning on eating out, hide your wallet from yourself. I don't know, cook at home, which is the perfect answer. It's just cook at home. It's so much cheaper. And again, if you need to hide your wallet from yourself, which is not a permanent solution, but I feel like it's something that I've done that's worked for me, then that's what you need to do. So let's review a bit. Okay, so first thing is first, and I'm going to put this in order, is make sure that you have a sound budget. Make sure all your money is accounted for. Make sure you know what's going in and what's coming out on a regular basis. Listen to Dave Ramsey. As he always says, if I ask you right now how much you have in debt, how much you have in your savings, your checking, all this stuff, you should know all these numbers off the top of your head. And which you should. I'm not saying stress yourself out about it, but you should at least be able to know a rough estimate. Two is make sure that you're not buying off of impulse. So if you want to purchase something, give yourself a couple of days, or leave it in your car for a couple of days or whatever it may be before you buy it. Another thing is, if you don't have the money, if you haven't budgeted for it, just don't do it. It doesn't exist. You can't. Just reply no, okay? And also, if that does not work, is definitely start hiding money from yourself. This could be you physically hiding your wallet or you cutting up your cards. Like, I literally have no credit cards. Like, cut them up. If you have to cut up your debit card as well and just live off of cash that you get from the bank, that's like your spending money quotation, then that's what it needs to be. But do whatever is possible to figure out what works for you, because we're all different. Like, for example, these things work for me, and I'm still working on the making sure I'm not being an impulsive buyer, because that's who I am. I'm very impulsive. So that's a really big challenge for me. So when it comes to low spending, I definitely will give you guys updates. I'll come and record on if I find new things, new techniques that work for me, or to kind of just kind of check in and let you guys know how it's going. But in all, when it comes to your finances, no one can do it by yourself, and you can start today. There's so many resources out there now. It's 2021. There's so many things. There's so many courses you can take. There's so many videos on YouTube. There's so many audiobooks. There's so many hard books. There's so many things you can do. Talk to your friends, your family. And I know sometimes our friends and family may not have the same financial mindset as us. And honestly, I feel a little weird talking to friends and family about my finances too. So if you're the same way, refer to books, refer to videos. Everything is on YouTube, literally. So with that said, I wish you guys the best of luck on your financial journey. And just remember, we're in this together. We'll do this together. And as a community, as a tribe, we can definitely accomplish this. So with that said, when it comes to money, I don't want to say take it lightly, but honestly, don't take it lightly. Like, make sure you do everything you can to not fall victim of all of these scams, I call them, of keeping us in debt and keeping us with the mindset like, oh, you need a new outfit, you need to go out and flaunt, you need to do this. No, dare to be different, dare to challenge yourself. And always remember that money is just money. Don't ever let it make you. Where did I hear that from? Is it? I think it's the Players Club. Yeah, when Lisa Rae was like, make that money, honey. Don't let it make you. So yes, make that money. Don't let it make you. With that said, always remember you can always send me an email at saweetplantain@gmail.com if you need advice on how to budget, if you need advice on how to tackle your debt, or if you just want some recommendations on kind of books, videos, or people to listen to that have podcasts. I have a lot of those. I'm telling you guys, I'm obsessed with financial stability, and I love passing on as much information as I know. So, as always, remember, it's not goodbye. It's definitely talk to you soon. Bye for now.